Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, dear friends. Here's Deacon Randall. Thank you for choosing our show. You are powerful. Doctor of Divinity and an Energy Leadership Master Practitioner. Each of us has a divine heritage that far too few of us realize. Deacon coaches spirituality and interviews people who are masters of connection. We all share a wonderful future, but few of us realize we are powerful. This program's goal introduces you to your own power with resources to help you in your search. We have an energy spectrum from which we can choose. Speaking of choice, you get to choose what you do with your time. We know that, and we are so happy you choose to listen to our show. Take us with you wherever you go, and always remember, you are powerful. Please welcome Deacon Randall and his guest for this podcast program. Here's Deacon.
And thank you so very much for that introduction. To the audience, we just so appreciate you being there, and you're such a part of the show, and we really, really enjoy speaking with you, and we bring on people who are masters of connection. And today we have with us just a delightful personality. I'm very excited to welcome to our show. This show is Elena Radford. And Elena, I want to welcome you to our show. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me in your show.
To the audience, Elena and I had an opportunity to speak together just before the show, and I mentioned that my son-in-law is from Peru, and Elena is as well. And I'm so excited to have you on this show, and I loved what you said on your website. Sacred work comes with responsibility, and I see on your website that you hold that responsibility dear. So tell us about you, Elena. Tell us your story.
My story is very special to me because it's my story. And I think this is what I want you, all of you, to understand, that each one of us have a very special story. And the moment we own that story is when we become the miracles that we came here to be. So I was born in Peru in a time where things were very corrupted. It was a very hard time, government-wise. I still remember my mother talking about, you know, there were so many changes in the government that she had to get out of the house and go to the store and make a line so they can buy rice or sugar or the basic elements before something were to happen and the stores would be closed and they wouldn't have access to purchase that for maybe a week or 10 days. So I remember that type of experience. But my memories come with the feeling. I was very sensitive to what was going on in my environment. And I mean, I can feel the when people were hungry, you know, when people were angry, I mean, I can just feel that because it was intensifying my space.
Mm-hmm.
Little I knew is that, yeah, it was different. But I did not only saw the worst or the situation, but I also can tap into the frequencies of the mountains. I was able to decode. I was able to go into the language, and that was my escape, be able to go and be in a different world. I was able to communicate with plants and animals, not as much during that time, but I was very, you know, I can talk to rocks and crystals. And then I have to accept, because with the responsibility, you know, that was my genetics. That was my lineage of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so part of my story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a delightful story. You were born and raised in Peru. Elena, mm-hmm, Camargo, That's an interesting name, Camargo. Right. And your last name is Radford.
That's my ex-husband's name I kept, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you come from a lineage of... I'm sorry, what did you say?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I noted that you come from a lineage of an ancient Incan culture. Tell us a little about that, Elena.
You know, we didn't know that much about my grandmother. I came from, you know, my gifts came from the lineage. Her story is that her mother died very young and she was adopted. So not that many people knew about her. But when I was like around 11 and we were in the same room and she was not talking to me verbally, but I was communicating with her mentally. We're having a conversation mentally. And I noticed that we would do that. And it would really scare me because, like I say, my kids were way ahead of my comprehension. So a lot of times I would shut it down. But that is what I will do with my grandmother. You know, when she was angry and she was criticizing everybody. Because that was my grandmother because she had some of it. You know, she had a mixture of Spaniard and Italian, so every culture brings their own emotions in different ways. So she was very self-expressive and anger sometimes. So I can feel her energy inside of my body, you know. So we communicate genetically. So it was beautiful. That's how I realized. And go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. And you, on your website, you connect with people, and you can find Elena at www.elena, E-L-E-N-A, Radford, R-A-D-F-O-R-D.com. It's a beautiful website, Elena.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I see there that you have personal consultations and you have products and the various events. Would you tell the audience a little bit about the work that you do and how you provide the service that you provide? I love what is said here about sacred geometry of love.
Sure. I was born with this, the ability to love, but it's different to what it is love in the sense that I can tap into the symbols, into the codes, in the secret geometry of love, and then I can travel to time and space. I can have out-of-body experiences, and all this is based on me mastering the energy of love. So when I do my readings, which I do them on the phone or sometimes in person, but most of my clients are on the phone, I tap into the secret geometry, into the language of love. And because it's a powerful tool, then it's easy for me to tap into the past lives, talk to people that cross over, or tap in some of the diseases that the body is creating. So most of my work is to clear the blocks and limiting beliefs to be more aware of who they are. And it's beautiful.
It sounds beautiful. Now, you mentioned, your website mentions Inca Cross, and I'm hoping I'm saying this correctly, Inca Cross or Chicana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, in order to explain that, you know, in order to do the teachings I do, I have to learn about history. So that is a tree of life. It's the way how in the ancient times people will read the genetics, the subconscious level, the conscious level, the DNA, there's different ways, different frequencies. Nowadays we have what we call atoms, right? Because in those times they didn't call them atoms. It was called the tree of life. So, and so right now, you know, what we call inside of an atom, a proton, and then a neutron in those times they will call it the frequency of the female energy and male energy, and they will observe the behavior. And these days you can look at the proton and neutron through a micro through a microscope, right? To be able to see how small they are. But in the ancient times, they would actually have the ability to travel into those frequencies and witness who they were in what we call nowadays atoms and DNA and cells. So, and I'm talking about people from Atlantis. You know, that's 13,000 years ago. My people, at the time of the destruction, there was a group of people presented with light that migrated to Peru, survived that, and they are the ones who eventually become the Incas. So they, and so nowadays, the Inca shamans carry genetically a lot of those tools or knowledge of the secret geometry, which is the ancient knowledge of the Atlantis people.
Mm-hmm. And that's powerful knowledge. Powerful.
Very powerful knowledge. Because if you use the symbol, it becomes like a portal of a space and time.
It's so interesting what you said about going into the past lives and helping people to more clearly understand who they are and how they find love and how they... I'm assuming how they describe love.
Right. When I look into love, you know, let me show you my personal experience. If I'm looking at you, I get to see your body, you know, flesh. You have two arms, two legs, two eyes, your nose. That's basically what most people would look into. And then when I go deeper, sometimes I get to see, I say, equation formulas. You know, if I go and use the frequency of love and high intensity, then I get to see the body, the secret geometry of the body, the symbols, and the different levels of the movement that can be behind that. And then sometimes I get to experience the body as a computer that has different programs being past lives. And I'm always guided. I don't work alone. So I go into the past lives that can be interfering in who you are, or I open up a lifetime that you created so high in frequency that it's time to retake that and connect to the present. So it was such an amazing technology with feelings. You know, what it makes us so special is the fact that we have feelings.
Yes, yes, and to. It seems to me that to be able to clear that past life and to be able to really more clearly understand, it gives a person an opportunity to truly begin to manifest who they are in the here and now.
Of course.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It's like, you know, like I'm looking at you right now and I can see your heart, you know, your intentions are really pure. And, I mean, this is so fascinating for you. I'm already reading the frequencies that you're sending and expanding to your listeners. You know, knowledge is so important to you that people can get to understand the massive knowledge that we have, you know. And, yeah, we may not comprehend everything, but it may be baby steps, but that's who you are, bringing that knowledge to the world that is important. And, oh my goodness, that's part of what I call love, you know. It's not always hugging each other or kissing or having romantic love or what we get to watch in movies. It's way bigger than that. I'm not saying that that's not important to have that human. There's moments when we go into love and then is the creation itself that we're experiencing that is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is indeed. I present in my words and in my writings, I present that we live in four separate planes all at exactly the same time: the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual plane. And the physical being the immediate time, and the spiritual being that eternity that we are in. And I think that that tracks so well with what you're saying here, that you're able, with your ability, to go through those past lives with that person with whom you're working, and open the door for them so that they can begin to see those past lives, and they can be begin to see what the future path may be.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it is so fascinating that people can actually see, I call them records of light. They can see the records of light from other lifetimes, and they can have a choice, like yours. They have a choice of what who they want to be in this lifetime, you know? Very important.
And that goes back to, one of your first sentences was, the sacred work comes with responsibility. And that, when you're accompanying someone on their view or realization of their past lives, there's huge responsibility there.
Go ahead,
Elena. Yeah. No, please.
Go ahead.
I was reading about the ancestral foundation of your technique allows you, with accuracy and intention, to deliver the love and peace awaiting resurrection in all of us. That is so profound and well written. And that love goes beyond that physical definition of love, and that peace goes beyond that physical definition of peace. You really take it far more beyond that. And I encourage, once again, I encourage the audience to go to Elena's website and begin to peruse there and to see what's on that website. It's dramatic.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah. When I saw something else, when you say your practice of Inca shamanism includes activating water, crystals, and the information within them. Tell us a little bit about that.
Everything that is alive has information. So, for instance, the water to me is alive and it carries information. And so when I go into the water, let's say I choose to, and again, it comes to choice, right? Everything is a choice. I choose to experience, for instance, something that was a huge project for me was to experience 13 years ago what was the quality of the water in Atlantis, in this specific area, and how the contamination can, high technology. So why people made the choices that they did, how we got to be who we are right now because of the choices of the past, how we can correct those choices as a collective consciousness. So you can go, I hope eventually everybody can do it when they're in the right frequency in the future. But right now, for instance, the water is so essential to my products to release pornography or release anxiety or stress, because the codes of water, not everything is based in electrons. The connections are based into a higher type of connection that is used in the fifth dimensional world. So it's not only myself, but there's a lot of people in the world, and I don't know them, but I can feel the energies are trying to be in a higher collective consciousness from higher realms, you know, like the fifth dimension, and they're trying to recreate these new elements. And that's why it's so much these days, because there's so much happening in the background of that we're not even aware. So my journey has to do with the water. So how do I get into the water? I have to align in my 12 points of power, which are six protons and six neutrons that get to go into an alignment, completely alignment, and then that allows me to go into the energy of the water and understand the memories that are stored in the water from the past, to be able to bring awareness that people is very powerful. We're so powerful, and we don't even understand, or we don't even have the awareness how powerful we can be. So that's part of my journey.
And I can see it. I can see it. There's also writing about that you include individual sessions, that you have web seminars, and you have workshops. Tell us a little bit about that, Elena.
Sure. I'm going to start creating in the beginning of May. You'll be seeing more of my online seminars, my web seminars. My one-to-one consultations right now, I have a really good deal going on. I have a 35% discount, which is, let me give you the code, it's BSNPeter123. So if you enter that code, you go to the website and personal consultations, you'll be able to get a one-hour consultation for $39 and half an hour consultation, I think it's for $19, so $20 is very, very affordable. Very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Like any other healers or people that are working with energy like yourself, we're realizing that there's two groups of people. The ones that want to move faster, they're ready into accepting another level of these new codes of energy that are coming. And then we have another group of people that the main factor why they don't have been a step up into the power is because they have been companions of scarcity or lack of abundance for so long that somehow that hold them back. And so the intention of my web seminars, the ones that are coming, they will be for those two groups, the ones that are ready to move forward and the ones that are having scarcity, and literally teach their genetics to get out of that conversation and get them into abundance. So that's what I'm being told by Spirit. I need to focus on creating that. So I usually don't give discounts, but, I think this is the perfect time where if they're guiding me to do this, there must be a reason why. I don't question when they ask me, well, that's not true. Sometimes I question things why they ask me to do, but that doesn't mean that I will not do it. I'll just follow Spirit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just so the audience, Elena's goal is to create a company that will provide clarity, love, abundance at all levels, and the freedom for you as an individual to be. That, wow, so well written, Elena.
Thank you.
When we people who work with the individual human being and the energy that they display in their lives, we at times see that there is a lower level energy, a catabolic energy, and for you to be able to help people to clearly understand where that comes from and to remove that block and to begin to see themselves and to clear the hurdles that they've been dealing with for maybe this life, maybe the previous lifetime, and maybe further back than that, but you can take them and clear those so that they begin to be that individual that they really are and begin to use that spiritual plane as their foundation for living their lives.
I think one of the things I have to learn in this journey is that there's a higher power. Some people call it spirit. Some people call it God. It's according to the culture. I don't mean deny that. I mean, I think that. But in the same time, they want us to be very advanced in our awareness of who we are because there's so much love there. And so when I go into releasing a block, or a limiting belief from the genetics of somebody, for instance, I have to experience a lot of these things on my own space to be able to understand the damage. So when I travel to time, I or space, or have a body, out of body experience, I tap into the frequency that usually has a sound that is attached to it. So there are some sounds that have a completion, and those are the sounds that are feelings. A sound that has completion is love. Because when you love something, mm-hmm. you're completing something, you're recharging. When you have awareness, it's the same thing. When you have self-value, self-expression, or productivity, or you're in the present, you're always creating feelings. But when somebody is drinking because they're hiding from not facing reality, then that's not a feeling, that's an emotion. And so that cycle never finishes. So yes. when I go into the body and I find these stories, you know, some of them can be placed in the stomach or in the head or in the brain, different places where they're searching. And it's kind of like a scanner. I kind of become like a scanner and start looking for those, and I find them, and then I remove them. And what I do is once it's removed, again, you know, 100% of the time I'm not doing the work on my own. There's always somebody from high frequencies witnessing my core, my work, because it's very important to get to be aligned into who I am, into the process of this. So once the damage is removed, then that person can recycle, can complete feelings, and they can overcome the addiction. Or, you know, that we inherit genetically without choosing to be in that, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And we don't know. We don't know what the block may be, if the block is there. We don't know what it is until we begin to do the work to identify that block and then begin to remove it. And that, often that block is what keeps people stuck in a distorted view of their own lives, and maybe they feel unable to clear it themselves. And here you can provide them with an opportunity. Tell us once again you said that there was a code that they could enter and get a saving.
Sure. Okay. The code is P as in Peter, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. P as in Peter, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they can enter their code and they can have a very reasonable price. All right. I would like to be a contribution to you somehow, Randall. What can I do for you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, you've done so much right now just to listen to you and to read about you and to know what your service gift is and that how you can so help people. And you and I are going to connect outside the radio program, and then we can talk. Okay. Elena, how's that?
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me in the radio show.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so very much, Elena Radford. And you can get in contact with her at www.elenaradford.com. It is well worth your visit. Such a tremendous amount of information, and I can just hear it in your voice, Elena, and your desire to serve and to help people.
Thank you once again
for being on my radio program. I really appreciate you so much.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
Promise, Elena. And to my audience, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day as well. I know I will. I've so appreciated this segment on our show. I will see you all once again on this show. You are powerful.